you guys are nice and quiet tonight, so this store, no, which is good, okay, after last night. There's a lot of times when we're playing songs that people are shouting at us, and I try not to listen to what people say. Some of you have heard this story before, but I promise it'll be good. It's always told differently. There's a reason I don't listen to what people are shouting out when we're playing a song. This happens a lot, like once we were at the Fillmore, and I noticed somebody out in the audience, about five people back, and he was shouting something really emphatically at me while I was singing. So when it got to the guitar solo, I thought I'd sort of lean out and hear what he had to say. And he very clearly and emphatically said, "Anal probe!" So I was told later that this is the new Freebird. I don't know, but anyway, it was kind of a bizarre thing, so I swore I wouldn't listen to what people are shouting while we were playing, because, see, while we're playing, we generally can't understand what you're shouting at us. And if you are shouting at us, expecting us to understand, it means you're probably too drunk, and what you're going to say is really bizarre, like, for instance, anal probe. So, a few months later, we were in the, no, a few years later, probably, we were in Santa Cruz, California, and I noticed an older woman in the audience, and I know we're getting older and stuff like this, but I mean, somebody brought their grandmother to the show. She was like 75 plus. I mean, it happens, you know. Grandma, we're going to watch Cracker tonight, so. You can't stay home and, I don't know, set the house on fire or whatever it is she does, and orders things on QVC, but they brought her to the show, and, a little while later, she wandered down to about that same magic spot where people shout things at me while we're singing and playing. And anyway, I got to the guitar solo, and I thought, well, how bad could it be? It's somebody's grandmother, right? So I lean out into the crowd, and she very clearly says, "Play the song about the whore."
Yes!
Very nice. Granny. Not harlot, but whore. Not strumpet. Whore. So, anyway, I told this song in Germany. Now this becomes a commentary on Germans, okay? Northern Europeans in general, but especially Germans. Yeah, that's much nicer. You're sitting next to your daughter's right, so you didn't want to say it in a pro, right? Because boy, would they be embarrassed at school the next day, so. So I told this story in Germany in Munster, and they not only didn't really get it, they didn't. There was no response. I mean, crickets. I mean, it was just no response. So much so, it completely threw me off my game, and we just kind of stumbled into the next song, looking at each other like, "What the fuck?" Because in Germany and in a lot of Northern Europe, we can tell our normal stories in English because they're inundated with a lot of American culture, and they get our, they're very irony enabled there, and they get our jokes and stuff. But we were just looking at each other and we started playing the song. So anyway, of course it gets to a guitar solo, and this is when I start thinking about whether I paid the Dominion Power bill or whatever like that before I left home. But tonight I was thinking, wow, I really, really like offended these Germans. I guess I shouldn't have used the word whore, because they are a politically correct country, and you know, they probably use a different word like sex worker or something like that, because it is legal there in certain cities, and you know, doesn't have the same connotation, and whore is a very harsh word, so that was probably it. I offended him, so I sing some more. This song, it's actually, I'll give it away if I tell you what song it was. But they get to another guitar solo, and this one's quite a bit longer, so I start going, well, wait a minute. You know, Germans are known for being bored, you know, about stuff. And maybe it's just that in Germany there are a lot of songs about whores, and they're like, of course she was asking for the song about the whore. We're always well, and actually, the old traditional folk songs where people yodel and they play the big harmonicas and the accordion, those are actually, a lot of those songs are about whores, and this is what the older people are typically, you know, they're familiar with, and these are the songs they want to hear, are these old traditional songs about wars. And not only that, they're beloved. They're just a really integral part of German folk culture, so much so that the children actually sing these songs about whores and stuff. And at Christmas time, those Christmas markets they have in Germany, they sing these songs about the whores. They're just choirs, people roaming around like caroling, songs about whores, so children's choirs caroling, roaming through the Christmas markets, singing songs about the whores. In fact, they do this right before they select the most revered grandmother from the village or the town, and they elect her the Christmas whore. This is what I'm thinking, okay? All right, I'm not saying that's what the Germans do, but this is what I'm thinking, right? So a few nights later, I tell this story with the added German part when we're in Denmark, and I don't even get 20 seconds into the German part of the story, and they're way ahead of me, because this Danish man shouts out, "Germans have no humor!" That's the punchline. See, it's the most logical explanation is most likely the true explanation. I believe that's Occam's razor, but don't quote me. I haven't been in college in a long time. Anyway, so skipping back to Santa Cruz, where the grandmother was requesting the song about the whore, I wasn't sure that I heard her right, so after we stopped playing, I bent down and said, "Hun, what song is it that you want to hear?" And she goes, "You know, the song about the whore. The, you know, the European whore." It's like, ah.